teasing you there with a little bit of Eagles. It's been Eagles and Taste of Dubai Day today. Yes, the Eagles are coming to the town for the first time to the Middle East, to the UAE. They are coming here on April the 12th. They're going to be performing at the Sevens Stadium, and tickets are on sale now at eaglesdubai.com, and just get that 40-year back catalogue of some of the finest classic music. Just brilliant there, and I guess one of the most famous, Hotel California. Now bringing it back round to food, as we do on a Thursday, and this weekend is a big weekend for us foodies. It is Taste of Dubai, starting off this afternoon from 3 o'clock through to midnight, and then on Friday from 12 to midnight, and Saturday 12 to 11 o'clock in the evening. So lots of opportunity to sample some of the fine cuisine from some of our best restaurants here in the UAE. And one of those restaurants that will be appearing at Taste of Dubai is Gaucho. And it gives me pleasure to welcome International Operations Director of Gaucho here in the UAE. That's Ryan Hatting. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good to see you.
And yourself.
So how's it all going? Busy? Thank you for coming in, because I know everyone's getting ready for Taste this afternoon. So how's it going?
No, very well. It's looking great down there, and I think our stand really does look like a mini Gaucho. I'm very impressed with how it's turned out.
So to describe that, because I think you've got the funkiest concept, you know, stylish, great food, brilliant food steak. We're going to be going through the menu at Gaucho, but to describe the concept of Gaucho.
I think the best way to say it is you have the sexiness of the Argentine tango and mix in with the raunchiness of the actual gaucho, the cowboy. So the food is sort of simple, it's great taste, it's natural, and then when you walk into the restaurant, it's this mind-blowing experience and all the senses, you know, the black, the white, the cowhide, the marble. It's just luxury, opulence.
It is opulence, yeah, and it's fun. It's a lot of fun, and it's very now, I think, and it's in DIFC, so great location for this concept. And you know you've got people coming through the doors. What I loved was the atmosphere as soon as you walk in, from the people meeting you, even if you're parking your car down below and they can get it parked for you, your staff are there to greet, going up in the elevator and coming out into the bar area of Gaucho. It's very dramatic, it's very theatrical.
Yeah, we try to create an ambience of walking into this amazingly luxurious, beautiful surroundings that are very Dubai today. The ease of getting in, where you drive and just stop off at the valet parking, and you know your car gets whisked away, go up into the glass lift through the private dining room up into the lounge. I mean, it's really beautiful. Every time I take the journey, I'm just blown away.
And you've been doing this for a long time. You've been with Gaucho in London. How long now, Ryan?
Oh, nearly 11 years.
Right. Okay. And how many restaurants are there?
We have 14 in the UK. We have one in Beirut, which has just been opened a year and a bit. And this one now.
Yeah. Quite extraordinary to have so many restaurants. So starting out there, going back 11 years, how did you get involved with Gaucho and the business?
I got a job. I started off as general manager of the restaurant in Hampstead. Which was really a lot of fun, very neighborhood, I actually lived in Hampstead for most of the last 10 years. Very neighborhood, very sort of local, people come down. It's kind of like being at Cheers, really.
Well, yeah, that's interesting, because I think the concept that it's very good quality. I mean, you're getting the best, but you've got, and it's very stylish, all that we've said, but it has this real sense of kind of quite down to earth. It's sociable. It's, you can sort of feel that you'd be brushing shoulders with people and getting talking to people at the bar, and you know, it's a very welcoming. It's not highbrow, is what I'm trying to say.
What we try to do is have a luxurious surroundings, but very casual, you know, and it's the staff are trained to actually be casual and not be stuck up, not be arrogant. We don't want to have any form of arrogance at all. It's come down, meet the guys. They're well trained. They know what they're doing. They're very confident, and we offer a great product, but it's not stuffy.
Yeah, it's my guest and I, when we were at Gaucho at DIFC, I think one of the biggest things that stood out with the staff, and I think it's quite a bold thing to do, you've kind of broken the ground, I think, on staffing in a restaurant here. Personalities, they are chatting to you, they are telling their story, they're not just there to serve. There's a real engagement between the customer and the staff.
It's paramount for us. We spent a lot of time recruiting. We've recruited most of our staff from the UK, and we're trying to create that sort of London vibe, that London ambience. We have sort of 20 or so people that actually worked for us in London before, so they know what we're trying to create, and they know the feel and the ambience and the attitude that we're trying to have, you know. And I do think it makes a difference in Dubai. I really do. It's not a subservient restaurant. You are going to get a bit of attitude. You are going to get a bit of banter. And that's the fun of it, you know?
Yeah, it
is.
It's the experience, isn't it? And it's real, you know? So you feel you've got that engagement, and you can have a chat with the person at the table, and they're having fun. You know, they made me laugh. We had some really good conversations with that. Well, you know, there was two or three that were serving us, and it was great. So certainly that stands out in my mind, along with the food. So let's have a little look at what I tasted at Gaucho. So let's start with the salmon. So you were very good, actually, because I asked you to bring to my table. You choose, Ryan, I said. You know, so what do you want to show me? So we had the salmon and also the chicken. Now, the chicken was really good. All of it was good. The chicken was interesting because obviously we love chicken. It's a common sort of dish, but this was a bit different. So talk us through the chicken starter.
What we have is this this bread from South America called arepa bread, and it's basically made with corn and with yuca flour, and it's grilled. So we grill the bread off, and then on top of it we have a salad with datterino tomatoes, grilled chicken breast, and rockets, and it's just dressed in a sherry vinaigrette. So the idea is that it's refreshing, it's light. Despite the cornbread, it's actually light, and it's a lovely alternative to a starter, you know, whether it's not ceviche, that's not something different. It's just a lovely chicken salad, you know.
Yeah, and really tasty, very tasty indeed. I also had these little pastries, which were quite dramatic as well, as they appeared on the plate. Tell me about these.
We have it's typical, so typical in Argentina. Everywhere you go, they make empanadas, and in every village and every town and pretty much in every household, they have their own recipe for what an empanada is and what it should be. There are thousands of varieties of empanadas. We do chicken, we do beef, and we do cheese. And we've actually built in a pizza oven specifically to cook off the empanadas. So we make the dough in-house, we make the filling. The beef, for example, is made from our beef that we cut up, we chop it up, we mix it with egg, we mix it with olive, we season it down, tiny bit of cumin, fold it over and bake it in the pizza oven, and it's a great dish.
Wow, if we're not whetting your appetite, I don't know what we should do. And so wet taste this afternoon, starting throughout the weekend, what's Gaucho bringing to the table?
We have a ceviche. Now, this ceviche is something you really have to try. It's the Latin American answer to sushi.
Mm.
In particular, the one we're doing is a salmon ceviche. So it's we take the salmon, we put a bit of salt on it just to dry up the moisture, and then we throw on lime and citrus juice. So that sucks it in and effectively cooks it. And we're mixing with a green tomato sauce, and it's just lovely. I mean, it's such a, especially in the heat and in the weather, it's a very, very traditional Argentine dish. And in this heat and this temperature, just so light and so refreshing. And the key is the freshness of the salmon, and that's what we're looking for, you know.
It sounds great to me. Now, when we come back, we're going to move through the menu and get to the mains and have a look at these wonderful steaks, these Argentinian cuisine that Gaucho brings to us here, based in DIFC, but we'll be at Taste of Dubai this weekend. So head on down to Media City. It all kicks off this afternoon from 3 o'clock, running through the whole weekend till 11 o'clock on Saturday evening. We'll be giving out details. Want to find out more about Taste of Dubai in just a moment.